Okay, it's 7:03:02. It's December 21st. This is the public hearing for the school budget. This is the budget committee. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so Dick and Stephanie are there.
And how about Katrina?
I don't see Katrina. I think she's still convalescing. I'm not sure she's up and around much.
So it made it onto the agenda?
It was there. It was there all the time, but it was in a far over column. If you looked at it on your phone, you wouldn't see it. But yeah, it's over in the far column. Okay, so this is the public hearing on the school budget, and once again, except for Matt and Stephanie and Dick, I don't see too many members of the public.
It's only 9.6 million.
Would any of you like to say anything before we close the public hearing? Okay, no.
Everybody has a Merry Christmas.
That's okay, we got that.
Thank you.
Well, just one thing I'd like to mention, and this isn't really part of the public hearing, but now that I have all of you here, I'm fogging up, I can't see. I just wanted to mention it. In looking at all these budgets, I went through a lot of town reports and looked at the information on the town reports. The school portion of the 2019 town report had a very minimal amount of information, and I found it very useless. I don't want to say useless, but it wasn't very useful. If you go to the town portion, after the proposed budget, it gives you sort of a summary. This is what we spent. This is what we encumbered, and this is what was left over. If you go to the school portion, you don't have any of that information. So I would just hope that when we get the town report for 2020, that the school portion of the budget will show us a summary of what was spent, what was encumbered, and what was left over. That's just because the information that we had for last year was very, very slight.
Lynn, yes. This is Steph. Are you talking about the year-end, the June 30th expenditure and encumbrance report?
Well, this was the 2019 town report, because that's the most recent one that we have. So that would have...
But it would have been the closing.
It would have been, yeah, the previous June, that was the end of that school year. Which would have been.
The school provides the detail on every line.
No, what I'm talking about is in the town report.
You're talking about the actual book.
Yeah.
So right. Who prepares the town report?
Lynn, this is Amy Ransom,
yeah.
Administrator. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Hold on.
Oh, there you are.
It's going in all sorts of directions. You'll probably see him winging by. We put that together at the SAU office, and
right.
I just followed what was historically put into the report so I can look to see what the town has, and I can see what kind of information we can put together for that annual report.
Well, see, in the previous years, there was a somewhat of a summary page. It didn't have the encumbrances, but if you go, so I'm looking at, you guys have the yellow section. So here's 2021 Budget Committee budget. This is the proposed budget. And then normally after that, on the next page is the summary. But this starts with the special ed expenditures, SAU salaries, estimated revenue, and then we get into the narrative. And that's it.
I know that the audit report wasn't put in because the auditor hadn't finished their field work and they did not get us the information. So maybe that's what was used last time to put into the report, but I know last year he did not have his final audit on time.
I don't know. But you can take a look at the town portion. And like I said, after the proposed budget, there's a summary page that makes it really, I forgot what page we're on. Here we go. The warrant articles, what was expended, what was budgeted, and then it gave us a summary. Just, it'd be a lot easier when you're looking back.
I'll look into it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Any other comments before I close the public comment portion of the? Well, okay. So I guess now it's up to us to take a look at the school budget and see if we want to make any changes. Now, the other thing I want to be sure that we do is that we have to, when we come up with a number, I want to make it clear whether that number includes the federal state grants and the food services. Because sometimes we come up with a number that doesn't include those two amounts, and then I'd look in the warrant article and the amount would be way different. It was because we didn't include those. So whether we include them or not is not the issue. It's just that we make it clear that the number we are talking about either does or does not include the those two amounts, which come to about $300,000. But they don't, you know, it's...
Well, the amount that goes in the warrant article for the town to vote on is the total all funds number.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct. But in some years, in past years, we voted on a number that did not include those. And it was correct on the warrant article, but I remember looking at it saying, wait a minute, that's not the number we voted on, but it was still correct. So I just want to make it clear which number we're voting on. And Amy's given us the amount, $304,869, so we have that.
Yes, that number is correct, Lynn.
Okay, good, thank you. Okay, so does anybody want to...
I would think that we could at least subtract the money that we're not paying to Manchester anymore. The 17,
That's already been taken out of the budget, though.
No, I think Sue's talking about what we previously had to pay.
So yeah, it's not in the budget this year.
Yeah.
Right, that's my point.
I mean, right. When you look at what between Manchester and minus in Miss St. Pierre, plus you add in the $366,000, you're looking at a budget increase of almost $600,000.
Yeah.
So that is really huge. I mean, I don't think that a $600,000 increase, that's a gigantic increase. That's like a 20% increase.
Plus the $200,000 from the warrant article.
Yes, so plus the warrant
article.
You look
at the contracted items, the requests, it's $127,936.
Wait, what was that, Stephanie? What was that number? The 127, what was that?
The request, it's on her first page. It has the pink, yellow, blue. And it has, it has the default budget, and then it has the requests that are, over and above. Well, not over and above, but...
But, I mean, we discussed the default was
right.
Really last year's budget.
Right, right.
Contractual.
Yeah, except as we discussed this last week, but the default budget is not what was actually spent. The default budget is what was budgeted. So it includes any money that will be left over that can be encumbered. Okay, so the default budget...
Default items are the contracted items, including the increase for the retirement,
right,
the step
right,
increases,
right.
The contract.
But the
and then anything that's not contracted is a request.
Okay, all right.
And the only reason I'm saying that is, and Stephanie, I don't know if you're familiar with what we did last Thursday. We actually level funded the town back to what it's operating on this year, because some of us thought that next year is not a year to increase the taxes. I think because of COVID and everything else and people with job situations, I think some of us thought next year is not the year to increase the taxes if it could be helped, or not increase them a lot if it could be helped. You know, the warrant articles, people will vote on themselves, but so we did, on the town side, we did level fund it. So just so anyone listening is aware of that.
Yeah, we do have increases in health insurance, high school tuition,
mm-hmm.
the New Hampshire retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Can Amy speak? She was raising her hand.
Yeah, Amy can go ahead and speak.
Let me just shut the door. I'm literally going to hear my children.
Mm-hmm.
So New Hampshire retirement, I'm sure you're aware, it went up for police and fire as mm-hmm. well. The increase is just for the collective bargained employees, which is all the union employees, went on the default budget was almost $54,000. We have no control over that. That instantly got added to the default budget. They also had an increase, which obviously we did make an adjustment to, but at the time I wrote this PowerPoint presentation, it was about $131,000 increase to Manchester tuition, which we have to pay. That goes on to the default budget. We also had an increase for
Wait a minute. Manchester, you're talking about...
I'm sorry, not Manchester. Pinkerton. I was reading cutting the Manchester is for Pinkerton.
Okay.
So I understand that there was the decrease because of the capital costs in Manchester, and that actually helped make the default budget not go up as much as it would have if you still had that capital payment you had to make. So if you take it out again, you're actually impacting programs at the school, because we did make that reduction. We made the reduction for the teacher because she was retiring, and based on enrollment and the offerings at the school, we didn't replace that teacher, so we reduced the default budget by that amount of money. So I understand what you're saying about, well, it went up $600,000. I can't argue with that. If we still had the capital, it would have gone up that much money, and this was the savings because we didn't have the capital expenditures. But the items that are in the default budget are contractual obligations we have for employees, for collective bargaining agreements, for IEPs, for tuition agreements, transportation. Those are the items that we need to function. Stephanie did point out that the requests were $127,000, which we had asked for, which was raises for non-union employees, the fourth year of the transportation for regular ed transportation. So it's really only gone up $366,000 to close in default, not $600,000. So I just don't want people to think that the budget grew that much, because if you go down in those sections where we have retirements and savings, we have capital expenditures.
Now, you know, so when we look back historically, it's easy every time we sit here every year and we look at 3%, 2%, 4%. So then we did a little worksheet that went back 5 years. So our school expenditures in 2015 were $7.467 million. So we've added $2 million of expenses in the last 4 years. So, you know, we can throw numbers around any way you want to, but when we look at the aggregate amount of money increase that we're spending on the school, it's $2 million. At the same time that we're looking at a ton of capital improvements, we're looking at a drop in the enrollment, and we understand what you guys are dealing with, but everybody has to look at a budget sometimes, and you have to say, okay, what are my controllables in the budget? And maybe you have to get creative and start looking at staffing and saying, you know what, we're going to have to look at staffing because it's one of our controllables. Get creative with the way that we teach or run the classrooms. I'm not saying to you that I have any answers on that at all, because I do not. I mean, that's what we're relying on people who are involved on the school board. We're just looking at the money and getting the feedback from the residents in town who are just concerned with the trend. you know, and look, we know we have things that need to be fixed at the school, but we're also looking at a pretty challenging year for folks out here in the working force. And like I said, when we put this together, it kind of shocked us because, you know, we're no different than everybody else. We vote the budgets, you go and you vote your warrant articles. And all of a sudden, we look now from 2015, total expenditures in the town have gone from $10 million to $13.5 million. $3.5 million total in the last 5 years, you know, and our growth, as you know, hasn't been that big. So we're just looking at this and trying to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the people in town and that we hold you folks accountable to making sure you're looking at your controllable expenses. We always hear about the uncontrollables, but there are things in the budget. There has to be things in the budget that you can look at creatively to see if you can come up with some savings.
And I think the school board did that when they decided not to replace the teacher for retirement. They looked at what the needs are in the school, and as part of the default, they could have kept that teacher in, but they realized that they did not need that teacher due to enrollment. So they did take that action, and they did take over something that they had control over, which was the number of teachers in the building.
Did I read correctly that there were 8 charter school kids last year and there are 24 this year for next year?
Is that from the email from Catherine Duncan you're referring to?
I believe, yeah. Were there 8 kids last year in the charter?
That sounds probably right based on
right. The
numbers.
So, I mean, declining enrollment, more kids are going to charter school. I mean, I raised it at the last meeting, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but are you guys looking at alternatives with declining enrollment, maybe combining with another school? Our school needs doing the $2.8 million upgrade doesn't make it a modern facility. It doesn't give it locker rooms. It doesn't give it a gym. It doesn't give it science labs. It doesn't make our school a modern school with what other towns we're competing against, really, when you look at moving to a town. And for what you want to put your kid in. So I look at, you've gotten rid of Mrs. Lindsay. There's no more Miss St. Pierre. These are all the advanced learning teachers, and now there's nothing left. And I understand you're declining enrollment. I get that. But if you're looking to pick a town, I don't know if I would move here with no modern facilities for my kids to go to school in. So that's why I'm just asking if you know, you guys are looking at other options, because our enrollment is not going to really improve. I mean, that's just showing statewide what's going on. But, I mean, I'm just putting that out there.
Steph, can I just make a quick point? So I just want to clarify something. We didn't get rid of those 2 teachers, Jody, that you mentioned.
But you didn't fill those positions again. So I'm sorry. I don't mean to say like
that.
They did retire, but they didn't.
You said we got rid of those.
So I apologize. I just meant they didn't get their positions didn't get filled when they retired. So, I mean, there isn't much left for the advanced learners or leveling classes or allowing for more. I guess I just wonder, because I had a kid who left. So I just wonder what is left for the kids who
advanced.
Are going to be left behind in advance.
This is a big discussion, and I don't know if it's quite a budget discussion at the moment. I know that there were committees being set up, but unfortunately COVID hit. So yes, the board's aware enrollment is not declining as much as the report that we did back in 2014. Next year, we have one of the biggest kindergarten classes coming in. It's hard to track enrollment right now because there are some kids that are homeschooled that are coming back. So for this year's budget purposes, I don't know if it's time or place for a discussion of, you know, how do we handle the advanced learners. I know that Becky does an excellent job with that, but
this is a discussion that is much broader than having it here in at a budget committee meeting. It's a town-wide discussion because the town needs to give the school board direction as to where they would like to go. Do they want to expand the programming at Henry Moore, or do they want us to start looking elsewhere? That's for a much broader discussion that's going to have to take place over a period of time to answer that question. We are aware of the enrollment. We did level fund the budget. We are controlling our controllables and to the best we can. We still have 270 students that we have to educate that need teachers. And the cost associated with educating them is what we're providing in the budget. I can't speak to 5 years ago. I can only speak to last year's budget and this year's budget. And we made a concerted effort to control our costs. And that number, that $300,000 number, or again, I'm not sure who was speaking, and I don't like saying that to budget committees or to school boards, but those are costs that we don't control. And they're real costs. They're not inflated, though that's all documented, these increases that we're dealing with. And that $300,000 is what we need just to meet our financial obligations for next year.
Okay, I think you make a good point that there's a tonight's issue, and then there's a more global issue. You're aware of the global issue. We're aware of the global issue. But tonight we have to come up with a specific budget for the coming school year. And I think we have to get back to what that budget's going to be. I mean, we're not going to solve the problem of declining
advanced learners.
No, we're not going to solve any of those.
Not tonight.
So I think we have to get back to, what are we going to recommend for a budget for the school?
So if we look historically at that, and this is just that little paper that I had about what the school returns each year.
Oh, okay.
We have 240, 306, I'm talking about 100,000, 405, 473, 288, and last year, even with having the driveway done and everything, 194.
Okay, so almost 200,000.
Yeah, so that's why I guess I said I thought we could at least get rid of the 179 that we had been paying to Central.
It was 173.
Oh, 173.
173.5.
Yeah.
Then you would bring us below default.
Yeah.
Oh, that might happen. We're below default. I mean, that happens. You don't. It's
we haven't
not
even seen it.
Yeah, we have the towns.
We do. I haven't. Is it emailed out?
I don't know where
was.
No,
it was at the last.
It was at the last meeting, but you weren't.
And it's saying 170,000.
And in the minutes, it's in the minutes.
Depends if you're.
Oh, I just thought it should have warned you guys. Email that out.
State grants and food services are not.
Well, she did email it.
It's on the website. All that information is on the website.
So I just have a quick question. So Sue, the town budget is now, the proposed is below the default?
And it's back where it's this year's operating budget.
It's level funded.
Wait, I don't believe it's below the default though. It's level funded from last year's budget, but I do not believe it's below the default.
Okay, I'm sorry. It might have been
20.
I think there was it was about $30,000 above the default.
Okay.
But it's level funded to what we recommended for last year.
I know that you guys are talking about fund balances that are left over, and I just want to point out something really quick to you. In the general fund, it's the beginning of, middle of December, and right now I'm showing a fund balance of approximately $476,000. On my computer software, I have a little graphic that goes red, yellow, green to tell me how much money I have left over. I'm in the red. So I just caution you to look at what our fund balance was last year, the previous years. We're running pretty tight. So being in the red in December is worrisome for me. So we're trying to handle changes to special education, the needs of our students that have moved in with either high school tuition levels or even just local students with their IEP needs. So I just caution you when you look at a trend, because those trends were for those students at that time or the school at that time. Right now we're looking pretty tight. So to try to get it to be the same as last year or level, the school will probably have to make some pretty significant changes to programming if we end up being cut by $200,000 or $300,000.
Okay. Okay, so what do you, what are people thinking for?
It's frustrating.
I told you what I thought, but I'm not saying we need to level fund the school. It just seems like, and I know, and I'll be honest with you, it's very hard for people in the community to speak openly about cutting any costs at school. They feel intimidated. They feel they're going to be labeled, you know, as not liking children and like that. So if you don't hear from some people, I think that might be the reason why. So I'm not talking about level funding your particular budget. I just said what we happen to do. Some of us voted on for the town budget. I guess I am just pleading this year any possible way to keep the costs as...
Okay, but we still have to come up with a number.
So, are we going up to 9.9 million?
What's that?
Are we going up to 9,439,000? Is that the number we go off of? Or are you staying with the 9.1 million? Are we going from there?
Okay, we're the amount we voted on last time is 9.439.
Okay,
642.
And that is what their proposed is.
Yeah, and we
it wasn't unanimous.
Okay.
That's a 4.18% increase, and we voted in favor of that. Yeah,
okay.
There was a majority.
It was a majority.
Yes. So that's where we are. That's where we are as of this point.
Okay.
That was our last vote.
So Sue's proposed budget would be...
Wait, Sue didn't propose a budget.
Well, that
taking
mine
out
is
the 173.
The 173. I'm sorry.
Discussed proposing
the
budget.
It's now Sue's budget.
Yeah. So, no, I'm sorry.
That's
the number,
right.
Sue,
big
the number
shoulders,
Sue.
Big shoulders.
It was okay.
Yeah, but there's not a motion on that budget.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's we already accounted for the 173,000. It's not in the budget, in the proposed budget. So in order to reduce it by another 173, Stephanie's correct, we would fall below the default line.
That's correct.
The difference between the default and the proposed is 127,936. So if you cut 173, you're going to drop us below default by about $50,000.
Right.
With nothing coming back.
Right.
Potential. Right?
Which is...
Yeah, we don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
But that budget's already spent.
The transportation contract for the regular ed buses, raises for non-union staff. None of those things would be, you'd have to find the money to cover the transportation contract, which is about $29,000, I think.
Why is that not default if it's a contract?
The change to the law 3 years ago no longer allows you to put the multi-year contract increases in the default budget. You have to put each year's increase in the proposed.
Why would I know?
It's about $12,000. Sorry, I misspoke. It's $12,000.
Why were there no federal, state grants, or food services in the 1920 budget?
Well, there were.
Yeah.
There were, but they're not shown on here.
Yeah, the revenue's not on here.
So the real apples to apples here is this top line, even though we're voting on the bottom line.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think
right. Yeah.
So.
Yes, that's correct. The general fund total.
Enterprise funds, food service and federal funds are enterprise funds. Food service is self-supporting. There's no tax impact. And federal funds, we only spend what we receive.
Right. So, yeah.
So
but then when we do, our final number needs to include the $304,000. But you're right. If you compare it's that general fund.
So we're up a million over the past 2 years.
Right.
Lynn, can I put my 2 cents in here?
Sure, go ahead.
I will not support going below the default budget. And Bill, I had kids or grandchildren pretty much all the years from, I think it was 64. And I spent, my interest in the school has always been who's the principal and who's the superintendent. Known them all since. One that was here just before you, Phil, I never asked him about how much he was spending. I asked him, what are you doing for the kids in our town? And I think that that's really what's the most important thing. I probably vote for the budget the way it is. I see that the default is up significantly this year from what it was last year. Okay, if that's what the will of the Municipal Budget Committee is, I'd support the default, but I will not support going below the default.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody?
I just have another question, because okay. Maybe I'm not understanding. He says that the 173 is put back. Really?
No.
Yes, they've accounted for it already. The decrease they've already absorbed. But when you look at it, really the budget is
exactly.
up $593,000.
Yeah, but you
when
can
you
look
take
at the
this,
lines that it's up.
Right, especially
and
I get it.
They're not
right.
the controllable. That's what
right.
they're talking about.
Right. No, I understand, but
so
still.
Right. So I guess like we can. I'm with Bob. I'm with you guys. Like it goes from here to here. But you look at the controllables. Like they keep talking about. What can they? What on? What is there that you can decrease as a controllable line? The ones that are up are charter schools went from 3,000 to 42,000. Regular education went from. You know, 4 million to 4.2 million. Special education went from 1.9 to 2.32. That's the difference. The difference is special education and charter schools, and you can't, and those are not controllable.
Okay, is there a feeling that we want to change our budget to the default budget?
For me, no.
Is that too high or too low?
It's too low. I just don't meet.
Didn't you vote when we voted last time? Didn't you vote against
it? I voted against it, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm looking at, like, I just. Nobody's really convinced me of what they can cut. So I don't know. Like, I'm not in education, so I can't. I'm with you, Bob. That's up to them, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones that see it every day, and Amy knows this budget, you know. 10 times better than all of us combined. But I don't. The things that they keep talking about are controllables, non-controllables. I don't see how you're going to make a big difference.
Okay.
I mean, the biggest request that you'll see is $80,000 for plant operations, and usually these items are fixing, you know, the asbestos tile, the safety windows, just the things, you know, not HVAC and stuff like that. These are those projects. That's the biggest request, but
those are basic maintenance requests.
Yeah, that's
to keep the building dry and everybody safe. And if I've seen it in other districts in my career, that's the easiest line to cut. But if you keep cutting it, you end up in a situation where we find ourselves now needing more upgrades, $2.5 million worth of upgrades. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy if those capital lines are reduced, whether it's by a school board or by a town or a city council or by a budget committee. It's low-hanging fruit. I get that. But the ramifications, they just build on themselves over time, and you get a bigger problem down the road. with having to pay to upgrade the school.
Yeah, you know, and I think to follow up with what Todd said, you know, when we sit here and I look at it, the same thing, what are the controllables? Well, the reason I brought, I said, you know, when you look at regular education and are we doing everything we can to control those costs, I think Jody's point was when we look at the cost per student, kind of ties together that if we took a middle school kids, the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and got together with another, would that drop the cost down by eliminating? I think that's where we were going with that discussion, Bill. We weren't, you know, trying to redo the...
Let me just briefly, again, not the forum, as we just mentioned.
Right.
If the town were to do that, and that was the way voters wanted us to go, you would get a one-time savings. Because you wouldn't have the staff, but whatever savings you get from not paying your teachers, you would then have to pay or make up for in tuition to wherever you would send them.
Not necessarily.
So unless you shuttered the building entirely, you're still going to be educating kids, maybe not grades K through 8, maybe it's a shorter grade span, but you still need to heat the building, you need to bring electricity, water, etc. You need technology for the kids that are there. So, it, yes, you would save money, and we haven't even gotten that far in any kind of conversation, but you would also, it would also, you would also have increased transportation costs because you'd have to bus the kids further than you do now. So those are all things that we would be looking at, myself, Amy, and the school board, if, for that bigger global view that we just mentioned, because it's, it looks like it might be, oh, we'll save money. You save money in your first year, and then you have additional costs. So your net, you know, is X, and it's, and it probably won't be as big as a lot of folks might think it would be.
I'd only challenge that to the point now that I think we've proven that certain people can learn by a computer, and some of the advanced learners are doing just fine sitting in a room and having a teacher on the other side of the screen teaching them. And I just, that's the, again, that's a conversation for a different day. I've been a proponent of that for a long time, that it's a miss here that we're not looking at things like that. We don't need to bus a child, an advanced learner to hooks it, for a teacher to teach them algebra. I don't think we need to, and you guys are the experts.
Well,
but
I have 37 years in the profession, and I would disagree with that completely.
Okay.
Children learn better when they're in person. That's the data supports that. We're doing a good job doing what we're doing right now because we're forced to because of COVID, but it's not the best learning model by any stretch of the imagination.
My only point is it's not for everybody. I agree with that. That's not what I was saying. I think it is for a select, and that's all that I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still looking for a number.
Perfect.
Does somebody want to make a motion with a number, and we can sort of see where everybody is?
Sure. I'll make a motion just for the sake of hopefully a second and then discussion on it. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve the 9.439542 number.
9.439642. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Todd seconds it. Okay. You want to vote just to see where we are?
Well, we have to offer discussion.
Yeah,
after
we can have this. We've already had some discussion.
You want to get a feeling?
Well, if we vote and it's unanimous, then we're done. You know what I mean? So
I'm not sure it's going to be.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just kind of take a little straw vote.
We've got to vote on the motion anyway.
Yeah. Now, Dick said he wants the default, but did he?
No, he said he wouldn't go below it.
He wouldn't go below the default. Okay.
So we don't know. He can tell us.
Yeah, he does. We don't really know what he wants.
But he can tell us what he's thinking.
Are you typing to him, Casey?
Can you chat with
him,
Casey?
It didn't work last time, but obviously.
It didn't work last time?
No.
Hey, Dick?
I don't even see him. Oh, there he is.
He's
we need cue cards.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least she's doing that. Any more discussion?
No, I mean, I think the discussion is ultimately we vote yay or nay and go around, but I don't, unless somebody's got a grand idea of what's coming out, because if you vote against it, I'd just like to hear why and what's coming out.
Okay. Okay, so all in favor of Bob's motion to basically stay right where we are?
Lynn, can you call? I need to know what the motion really is.
Look at the chat. Look on the chat.
Are we voting above, or below, or right at the default budget?
Above the default budget? The same budget that we voted on the last time.
What they're asking
proposed
for.
Budget.
Yeah, their proposed budget.
Yeah, we're voting on their proposed budget. 9.4 million.
All right, as long as it's above or at the default budget, I'll support it. Otherwise, I won't.
Okay, so Dick is yes. Because it's above.
I think.
I don't know.
He said above or
I
at.
I think he'd go for default, though, myself.
Well, but that's...
A.
He said he voted yes.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
Stephanie.
Yes.
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 Okay, Jody.
No.
No. Susan.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Sue.
No.
No. Bob.
Yes.
Yes. And Todd?
Yes.
Yes. And I'm going to vote no. So that's 1, 2, 3.
Susan McGregor.
What's that?
It's 4-3.
Is Susan going to be the tiebreaker?
One,
no.
Two.
No.
She's going to be the tie maker.
She's going to be the tie maker, yeah.
So what are you for?
No pressure, but it's up to you. No. Okay. No, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses and 3 noes.
All right. I'm leaning towards yes, and this is my rationale, that I think they can operate for the default budget. Because they do return an amount that's above that every year based on history. That said, I take into account the fact that what we're talking about are a lot of their uncontrollables, and I appreciate they could use the cushion of not having to return it if they don't have to. That was a very long-winded way of saying I think I'm a yes.
You're a yes.
On
okay.
Which one? The proposed operating or the default?
The proposed operating.
Okay, so that's
on my assumption that they're likely to return money to the town.
But they don't have to.
But they don't have to.
Right.
So either way, if they had 200, they could keep it.
Yeah.
To run it.
So that's 5 yeses and 3 noes. So it passes.
Passes.
Okay.
Yeah, then we'll bring it to the voters.
Yeah.
So the voters can go to default or they can go to this.
Right.
Yeah,
they can go
the,
to default
yeah.
Minus 10.
Yeah.
Percent. What's
no,
the 10%
no.
rule?
I thought it was just
no, the 10%
no.
rule is an increase.
You can't increase over
they
10%.
They can't increase more than 10%.
Okay.
But they can go. They can go way down.
But I will say, I mean, it was 500K last year. It's over 300K this year. Like next year, I don't think you can come back and ask for another.
It just going to matter. Their default is going to be larger because they're going to keep getting their budget.
Yeah.
So their default
yeah,
is
the
be
default
larger.
Budget keeps going up. Yeah,
right.
As the budget
is
rolling
downhill problem. It's going to it is going to get worse every year. And we always
right.
have to anticipate that. If there's not a change to the current, then that's what you can expect.
But the majority just voted not to change the current.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So the yeah.
Okay, now do you
now it's up to the voters.
Do you guys want to re-vote on the warrant articles, or do you want to just stay where we are on the warrant articles?
I didn't. Can I see what the vote was? Is it in the packet?
Yeah.
I was not in there. I was not at that meeting.
Talking about the home improvement, right?
There's
I mean, yeah,
really only two.
There's only two, right?
The warrant article.
What's
that?
Oh, it was the audio visual.
Oh,
yeah, the 30,000.
Was I there
oh,
at
that's
that
right.
one?
Yeah. yeah, you're right.
The town, the school. Did you vote on it at the school?
No, we voted on it.
The night we did the school budget.
Yeah, the night
first
we,
time.
Do you need the count? When I have the count for those warrant articles.
Where are they?
Okay. Okay, the one for the 30,000. What was the vote? The count.
It was 7-0 not to, well, 7-0
to not recommend. Okay, and for the
I voted for it.
Oh, that, it was sent to me
7-0.
You weren't here, Stephanie.
Stephanie, you
weren't
there.
You
weren't here.
You weren't here, Stephanie.
But we can
wait,
revote.
Against
we can revote.
Yeah.
The same
yeah.
one.
That's
what they're talking
the,
about.
That's the recording system, Stephanie, 7-0.
Yeah.
Yes, and then
okay.
I voted for.
All right, and then the one for
it.
The building
yes.
renovations was 5-2.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. It was
five to two, not to support.
To two.
Five to two to
not recommend. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I have.
I was not at that
I
meeting.
Put in
was
my
I?
Two cents.
No, it was 7.
Right.
You and
right.
Stephanie were
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the warrant articles now.
We've had a lot of discussions about the recording thing, and I'm still convinced that they can do it a lot cheaper than that. $30,000 is too much. I
yeah,
think they can do
the
it
recording.
Less expensively.
Yeah.
I'm working my way through all the different organizations, groups that I'm familiar with, and I just don't see the captioning as being an issue that we need to spend a lot of money on. So I'm opposed to the 30,000. I just I think of the 30,000 and say that's not something that should be for an individual school. Should be something that that would be spent at an SAU or above an SAU level, something that the state ought to fund. If we are required to do closed captioning, and I don't believe we are, then somebody else has to pay for it. I don't, I've already put stuff in there that said I'm hearing impaired. I need to have some, what I've got right now, so that I can somehow, some way participate. But I'm not suggesting that they got to spend $30,000 so that I can participate. I'll find a way to participate at $2,500 or $3,000, you know.
They'd probably appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah. So do you guys want to re-vote on...
Well, Jody might want to partake in the vote. She didn't have a chance before, so...
It won't change the vote.
No, you mean Stephanie.
No,
oh, and Jody.
Jody wasn't
I was the one who wasn't here.
Yeah, Stephanie was here.
Oh, she was here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to re-vote? I mean...
Doesn't matter to me.
It seems like we keep voting until we get
fund the
30, an answer that...
Yeah, I'm not voting for that.
No, I mean, it's going to end up to be about the same.
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't care, then we'll just leave it.
But I, you know, we always talk about it's nice to see full participation. You wanted to hold
Katrina.
A final vote, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but do we vote again on the whole budget when Katrina comes back? I mean,
well, this
we only have
seven people voting on this, and there's eight of us tonight. I mean... So it's a little better.
You could do it quickly, and then you'd get up.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care.
One, two.
I have a feeling it's going to take us 30 seconds.
Yeah. So the budget, we're voting, instead of 4-3, it's 5-3 now on the overall budget.
Right.
We'll change that vote to 5-3. Okay, and then on the $30,000 for the video equipment, how many are in favor? Opposed. So that'll be 7-8. 8-0.
Did Dick mention he was
because Dick's
one.
Against it also.
Yeah, Stephanie raised her hand.
And then the renovations. How many are in favor? Stephanie.
Oh, you mad?
Oh, now she's.
Now I'm torn.
Yeah, you're right. Because you're gonna vote no on the budget.
They changed my position.
Yes, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love the kids. No, no pressure.
I'll keep my yes vote.
So you're so it's two.
Yes.
Okay. And how many are opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Jody, Lynn, Bob, Todd.
We're voting on the upgrade to the school, Dick.
Yes. Before we vote, I got some discussion on that one. I have some significant problems
with that.
I'm concerned that we have the Turner Group that did structural engineering, and then I have another group that's telling me that they'd like to do efficiencies, and that is all a wonderful thing. And Steph mentioned that it's going to be the whole roof. Well...
Oh, no.
Oh, the only thing I saw in that proposal, I believe the Turner Group had already indicated that there were rafters in the school that were incapable of handling the snow load. If that's the case, and it's not being funded in this one, you're not going to put the equipment on the roof without falling through the roof. I need to see something from the Turner Group. I want to see what their $320-some-thousand was versus what these guys that are HVAC guys. I'm not at all in favor of supporting that article until I'm able to see that I'm not going to have the problem of putting a piece of HVAC up on the roof and it comes down into one of the classrooms.
Delicious, though.
So I've been involved in that school for, like I say, since 64. I know what's going on in there, and I'm concerned that what they're doing is, and I'll send you the questions between now and the 13th of January, but I'd like to see what the Municipal Bond Bank, I'd like to see what you have from them so that I can compare that to this lease thing, which is not, in my mind, necessarily the best thing. So I can't support the warrant article at the present time because I don't have all the information to convince me it'd be a good thing.
Okay. Okay, so that changes the vote to 6-2, not recommended. And then those are the three warrant articles. Okay? All right, now, we're done with the school. Bob, you said you wanted to talk about the town some more?
Well, I didn't bring anything on the town.
No,
I actually was going to see if we could go into a non-public session, and I think I would prefer to talk to you first.
Okay.
Before I go that route. Okay. I do have a procedural question, though.
And I think we have to put on our agenda that we're going to have a non-public
You don't have to.
No, it doesn't have to go on the agenda. Okay. It has to be a roll call vote.
I'm okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bye.
Amy.
Sorry. Didn't know if you needed me.
No, we're good.
So, just a procedural question. So, the first year I was on the committee,
the
alternates would come when either the select board.
That's correct.
Wouldn't come or the school board member.
Right.
So, you know, we had those discussions on the town budget when Sue wasn't here. So when you weren't going to be here that night.
Yeah.
Do you let the alternate know?
Oh, yes. I have an email. I let all the select
so then
know.
They're not, if you, so who should we take it up with that they don't? Did they let you know they weren't coming or?
Well, that's not really fair because I have other information that comes into my house.
But all the selectmen.
But I was not notified. I was not notified as the budget committee chairman that
I was not going to
that you or the alternate that you and the alternate were not going to be.
See,
there.
So I don't understand that. I thought that's the point of an alternate. So why have alternates if they never come?
Well, no, let me tell you I don't know. We've had the school several times hasn't had the alternate.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
No.
So
no.
What I did...
We're not in a non-public.
I sent an email to all the selectmen telling them I was not going. Patrick, who is my backup, responded that he could not make it. Then you, from what I understand, you had two selectmen here.
Right.
I don't know why one of them hadn't stepped in. I don't know. I can't speak.
I don't know if they could.
Yeah,
could they step in and vote?
Of course they could.
Yeah. Even though they're not the assigned alternative.
I believe so. I believe they can. I don't know. I'd have to ask the attorney. But I think it's just like if Brian can't go to the planning board... And his alternate is Patrick. If Patrick can't go, I remember last year, Scott asked me to go. And I was like the third one down the list because the first two couldn't. And I went and voted on the planning board.
I didn't know
so
if
I
they
think,
could vote or not. So, you know,
yeah,
I think somebody would have to tell me in order for them to for me to say, okay, I'm going to seat you because these other two people aren't coming, but nobody... told me. So.
Okay. So anyways, the other issue, I'm going to talk to you first.
Okay.
And then I may ask that we go into non-public.
Okay.
Do you want
the next
us
time
to
we're
leave
together.
While you talk with her?
Oh, no, I can do it sometime.
Oh.
You know, so, yeah, we
oh,
don't have to
today.
Do it. I don't want to hold everybody up. No.
I mean, it's only
it's Christmas
7:55.
Yeah, if they can go off.
Well, it's
just
budget
Dick
committee
and
left.
Stephanie.
Oh, is it just...
Yeah.
Okay. You two want to step outside? I'm trying to facilitate this.
I've
to get
asked
it
people
done,
that often, and I'm really happy when they say no, thank you. Because otherwise, I'm just
Remember
that happened at a selectmen's meeting once. Would you like to step outside?
That was a fist fight, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was
a fist fight.
You're like me, though. That's why I always thought I was a good runner, because then I could hit the first punch and run like hell.
Exactly. I just hung out with big dudes.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, you know what? It's Christmas week. Let me talk to you.
Okay.
And then it's more of a... We have time to discuss it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
can I just say something on behalf of the school board?
Sure.
I just want everybody to help.
Wait, just a second. Just a second. I think we're having technical problems. What's that? Oh, that's just your phone. I'm sorry. Okay. What'd you say, Stephanie? We have other things going on here. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say that we do understand the community's concern, and we are trying to keep it down, and we have had discussions on, you know, classroom size and teachers, and I just want everybody to know that we do hear it and we are working towards, you know, keeping it down further each year. So and nobody should ever feel that we wouldn't think that people don't support the kids if they have a problem with the budget. We all get it. It's hard out there. So
okay cool. Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
One with the white sugar on it.
There's the evidence right there.
Yep, I know.
Anything else? Okay, is there a motion? Wait, no, we're not going to adjourn. Oh, gosh.
To suspend. I'll make a motion to suspend.
Susan makes a motion to suspend.
My only second. Question is do we go back and vote on the town because Stephanie is here? And now we'll have a, right? Was it approved?
No, because we don't have Katrina anyway. So it's not going to... Like, we need them all.
We can vote again.
Well, we'll vote again at the supplemental meeting. And the selectmen will be at the... Some of the selectmen will be at the supplemental meeting to talk to us about the...
Is the supplemental meeting before the deliberative then? The deliberative is
yes.
One again?
Yeah. Yes. The supplemental meeting is January 13th?
Yeah.
Got it.
That's
have it on my
regular,
phone.
I think our regular date.
Yeah, I think so.
And then it's February. When is our...
No, January 30th or something, that Saturday. Is
let
our
get,
deliberative.
Let me get the schedule.
Perfect. Because I don't have those on my schedule.
Okay, the supplemental meeting, January 13th.
Okay.
The deliberative session is January 30th.
What time?
9 o'clock at the Moore School. But, you know, we're going to get there early. Because we have to, yes, we have to
set up the seats and
have we have to say we're here.
It's
and,
not at Moore School though.
No,
it's going to be at the CYA. The deliberative.
Oh, and
sessions.
You know, we had a question about whether or not the people on Zoom can vote, and the answer was no.
Like right now?
No, on the deliberative session.
Oh, because you can't verify who they are.
That's correct.
Now, what about the school deliberative? When is that?
The school deliberative session is town school, February 3rd, 6 p.m. at. Is that going to be at CYAA, Stephanie? The school deliberative session?
CYAA.
Yeah. At 6 p.m.?
Yes.
6, okay.
February 3rd,
yeah.
Our meeting on the 13th, is that then both the school and the town or just the town?
The school and the town.
Okay.
And the warrant articles. If we want to, we don't have to do anything. I mean, we don't have to because we've already voted on all the ones that we have. Oh, we could have some petitioned warrant articles that we have to vote on. But I don't know. We don't know. Oh, we don't have the CYAA one. We'll have that one.
Yeah.
Do the day before, though.
Because there's one that I don't think was voted on, too. When I was looking through the list. That
there's one we don't vote on, I thought.
The last one on the page.
Oh, the community.
It's
Oh,
like
no,
just
the natural
Remington.
Resources inventory?
Yeah. Well, no. Do you have the list?
Yeah, I have the list.
The newest one?
I have a lot of lists.
Wasn't the last one on the newest list that we looked at?
Okay, hold on. The last one on the newest list is...
That one's really good, Todd.
I think
the
they
lease.
All, I'm just digging
oh,
it, man.
That's the lease agreement for the Jesse Remington School
Board. Yeah, do we not vote on that?
That's right. We only vote on the ones that are money warrant articles.
Okay.
So, like Keno, we didn't vote on Keno last year because that's not money.
Okay.
So this the one about the lease, we don't vote on that because it's not money. Yeah. Okay, I think did we get a second?
Yeah.
Who seconded it? Oh, Bob seconded it. Okay, all in favor? Okay.
All right.
So now we'll see you on the 13th.